public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk, and forwarded to the Courier News and Star Ledger. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A prayer. Dear God, please bless Bound Brook, protect our police and first responders, and give us wisdom in our deliberations. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Mayor Faison advised he would be absent. Council President Harden.
Present.
Councilman Januzzi advised he would be absent. Councilman Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Francatelli.
Here.
Councilman Longo.
Here.
All right, we'll move on. The approval of minutes from the April 26th regular meeting. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Discussion.
Oh, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think it's a roll call.
So. Oh, is it a roll call? I'm sorry. Roll call, please.
Council President Harden.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
The motion is passed. All right, now we have what I think a lot of people are here and we're excited about. So, Resolution 2022-94, resolution authorizing the hire of Jose Corrado Jr. as patrol officer for the Bound Brook Police Department. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Council President Harden.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Recuse myself.
Motion is passed. So we'll proceed now to our oath of office. Officer Corrado, please join us.
Chief.
I do further solemnly swear
that I will impartially
All right, next order of business. We have a proclamation recognizing Falun Dafa Day, signed by the mayor. Oh, we have a person here.
Come on up.
Come on up and...
To the microphone, appears.
Just give us your name and your residence.
My name is Jessie Zhao. I live in 125 Highland Avenue, Basking Ridge, and I'm from the Falun Dafa Association of New Jersey. And for Falun Dafa, is like a meditation system, mm-hmm. which helped over 100 million people, improve their health and move away from drug, alcohol, and smoking. It's very beneficial. Everything is free and voluntary. We have 9 practice sites across New Jersey, and we participate over 40 to 50 festivals and fairs around New Jersey, and a lot of parades. Falun Dafa was persecuted in 1999 due to its popularity, like in China, mm-hmm. and it's very sad that such a good thing is being persecuted. That's why we cherish America with the freedom of speech and freedom of belief, and we thank you very much for the support, and we will continue to uphold this freedom of belief and continuously work with the community. In 2017, we helped the mayor of Bridgewater to organize the Culture Day, and we organized a lot of performance and art exhibitions, and we think that the Chinese culture is really something to cherish and to share with the American society. Thank you very much.
So we have a proclamation, and I'll jump to the start and to the most important piece, which May 13th is a very important date. As I looked up, I had to look up the history, but whereas Falun Dafa Day was first taught publicly in 1992 by Master Li Hongzhi, is that right? And has demonstrated a steadfast commitment to improving health in mind, body, and spirit, and to enhance the well-being of people from all walks of society. Therefore, I, Mayor Faison, I'm acting in his stead, on behalf of the Borough of Bellbrook, do hereby proclaim May 13th, 2022, to be Falun Dafa Day, honoring trust, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Can reach over for you. Thank you very much. You. Next, do we have Mr. Schneider here? Chuck Schneider. Ah, good. We have a special presentation about the Bellbrook Park pool construction. So, and I would say for being a member, obviously not this year, but every year of the Bellbrook Park pools, it's very important for our community, especially for those that are underprivileged in our community. It's a very cost-efficient way for kids to go and have fun under supervision of very, very good lifeguards that I've seen over the years. Young, but very good, and very good management. So I look forward to your presentation. So we'll present, if everybody can see the screen to your right, as you sit.
Yep.
It's a big day, yeah. Start of, reminds me of the military when I got sworn in many, many years ago.
Charles Schneider, out of Lexington, Kentucky. That's where our home During the process, we took out the main liner of the pool and discovered that the shell of the main pool itself was in a lot worse condition than we ever would imagine. There were extensive cracks around the shell. The cracks have opened up about 2 inches. It appeared that portions of the shell were very thin. Generally, we see pool shells are 8 inches thick, sometimes six. This area was down to 3 inches, which is just very uncommon. And if you see in that little picture there, the one of the dive well walls was actually popped up. That it cracked down the middle of it and was pushing in. It's just beyond safe. So it's going to be much easier to go in there and just rip out the whole shell and go new shell with it. At the same time, we're also looking at the entrance, restrooms. Restrooms are visible beyond the pool. We have to leave the busy area to go to the recreation center next door. So we wanted to go to the Matches Center and use that as an opportunity to open up a couple bathrooms to have them on the pool deck. At the same time, just to redo the entry piece itself to give the office pool manager a place to be closer on the deck, the better visibility right now is in the Matches Center, and from his office he can now see both pools. So this will help with that line of sight. At the same time, the filtration systems were replaced 5 to 7 years ago in that time frame. So we didn't want to go in there and not utilize the work we've done in the past. And we did the same thing in the first township. We were able to use air filter systems that we recently replaced, so we designed tools to the filters so we did not have an accident. We were able to do the same thing here. So we'll be able to keep existing chemical feed systems, filtration systems, the existing filtration building. We will have to replace everything with a waiting pool, but it gives us the opportunity to also, if you're familiar with it, get it out of the little shed that's on the pool deck and put it back there where it can be all the equipment supposed to be so it's easier to maintain. A couple of aerial shots of the pool. One on the right is in operation from the Google Photos. The one on the left, we took after the line was pulled out. I did some drone videos just to give you kind of an overall idea of the condition of the pool and in comparison to what the master plan looks like. And this is what we deck.
successful. They dug down, they found water, they dug down further. I mean, then they're putting a couple of extra feet. So just to try to keep the solid foundation was still intact. So be careful in that eastern corner. That's it. And then the only other opportunity I see is where you have that green wall in between the two pools.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to start to dollars. Maybe add a secondary wall to the fences to kind of soften the fence near the basketball. It does look like a big fence that you walk in and all our visitors to the town, that's the first thing they see. It's a 12-foot fence. And that's there for a reason. It's there for the basketball court to go in and out. But on the other side of there's a 12-foot fence. So anything we can do to soften that look? That's it.
Any other questions?
Just the playoff of Councilman Gomez, will we have like an engineering to check what he's speaking about?
Yes, we will bring in, we have the original report for the tennis courts, and we will go back and talk to the geotechnical engineers, and most likely they'll want to come out and do the boring in that specific area. My guess is a combination of existing pool water leaks causing problems, and probably something that was there originally before. A lot of the pools and parks in this part of the country were a little bit low areas and weren't exactly the best places to build. That's why they weren't able to park. So it is a challenge. And we always like to keep the contingency amount in the contract when we go out with it, because we find very often that even when you have geotechnical walls and if you're able to build one specific park, you start digging holes, you find all kinds of issues. And we have to deal with. So our services, I would be up monitoring construction throughout the course of the project. And if something occurs that is unexpected in that situation, we'll work with that geotechnical engineer, contractor, and stuff. It is a concern because I saw the cracks in that building a while ago. I don't have to make
I didn't know what most of them looked like. I just saw the pictures, but I figured it was probably in that area.
Yes, but it's close to the
right. He's talking about the action.
Right, but that's still the
same. Yeah, it's still all the same organization, right? That each has a lawyer and some corner. That something the tennis courts, the building, and the pool all turn in 40-something acres.
So will the big pool deck and the little pool deck be even? Right now, it just steps down. That'll be correct.
Yes, no, we're correct. It'll all be the same elevation. Get into more of the main stuff. We're going in there putting all the deck drains underneath and all the piping for the entire pool system. So it'll be a brand new facility. The only thing really for the pool standpoint would be the weight pool portion of it will be the main building. The liner, the deck, the pipes, it'll function.
So just to answer the question, out of that total construction cost that you provide, your estimation, how much is fixing the pool versus adding amenities to the pool, like upgrades? Would you say percentage-wise or throw?
I would say it might be 15-20% as amenities compared to the overall construction. If you were to go bare bones, not add things in.
So the vast majority of that price is to fix.
It's in that main pool replacement, yes. And in the buildings too, as opposed
to the amenities, what is come with amenities?
So we're adding some spray features to the waiting pool.
Okay.
The slide the slide is being replaced on the main pool, the true water slide. I think the current slide is more of a second. The splash pad itself, and then the shade, a couple shade structures.
Okay.
Those are what we would consider outside the actual pool construction, not a
So, questions, lifeguard coverage. Does this design, there's criteria for lifeguard coverage in terms of distance, and is it going to require the same amount of lifeguards as currently, so it's not going to increase with the, especially in the wading with the children's turtle thing? Is it, they don't have to add another, okay. Because that's probably the hardest thing I would say the recreation has to try to get lifeguards. And they're getting, it's like everything in public volunteerism, it's getting smaller and smaller. So, good. So, it won't increase the lifeguarding. It might attract, I mean, a new pool may also attract maybe more.
The goal would be to make a nice facility to attract more people.
Yeah.
To bring them in and attract more people who want to come. A nice facility people want.
Mm-hmm.
So, time frames, how long and how quickly can we get started if everything goes through? What's the duration of the project? Can we do it by next year?
Yes, so we're in the process of doing construction documents at this time. We're working on getting the bid specs out. Our goal will be to have those done by
That's 2023 you're talking about. Yeah.
But if you miss that date, it might even a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right? And
you lose the summer season, yeah.
If you build those systems at any of these dates, right? Well, the first 6 days for contracts, 9 months exactly for construction, any slippage of that, 25, 30, 40 days, I think.
It's challenging. Right. So when we did South Wedgwood was a good example because if we did have some delays on that project, COVID happened.
Right.
And they were able to get that pool open in the middle of August, even with all those delays that occurred because of the COVID issue.
Are you guys still having supply chain issues?
All the lines of supply chain. But we were learning to mitigate those. It's time issues. So if you have 16 weeks on the slide, you know it's 4 months out. What we've been working with the contractors is that we look at the communities and let's get that slide over today. We usually wait longer for the project if it's a problem. And then we go ahead and get the slide on the order.
You know, amenities will come in.
Yes.
Any other questions?
Just get it done.
Oh, that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, next on the agenda, presentation of communications petitions. I think we did presentations. So.
Yeah. Before we go any further, thank you to the Rec Commission.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Our Rec Director for all the work. I know there's a lot of work that's been going on and forever conversation trying to fix this pool more and more. Unfortunately, we couldn't fix it anymore. All right.
To answer Doreen's question, we'll move forward with this project as designed. It's not necessary to vote council president.
We still have to expend.
Yeah, you have to go.
Yeah, you have to go for the bond and stuff. Yeah,
at that point, yeah. Yeah.
I would tell you to hold off right now until we make an official decision. I'd like to know,
I would say you progressed that you presented. The council, will have to vote for the bond, right, to get the work moving.
Right. Now's the hard part of figuring out where $2.8 million comes from, right? What's that?
We have $600,000.
All right, so $2.2
million.
That sounds better. So, we still got to figure out bonding capacity. We still need to figure out all the stuff that's still occurring for 2022 and 2023. This is a big number to just pull out of the air now. But the good thing is there are opportunities and money is coming from other places that will facilitate.
I think the council
do it? That's part of the problem.
The council thinks this is important. I think it really, we don't want to do ready, fire, aim, right? So, but we do want to get things moving because we can't sit on our hands much longer, right? As Councilman Gomez said, we lose next year's pool season as well.
Guys, I know I want this pool, and my kids spend their whole summer there.
Yep.
Believe me, they really do spend the whole summer, and now that my kids are a little bit older, they walk there, and they, but there are some serious problems with the area that should be addressed before we rush just to get it open. I want to get it open by next year too, but let's just do it right. That's the big thing. So as much as just get it done, let's just do it right. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in terms of communicating with the community, would it be okay and appropriate for us to just let them know that the facility is definitely not open in 2022?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, my question to that, I was just thinking today, do we partner with another town like Middlesex or something and communicate, and maybe we can get a town in town, just yeah.
Advertise that everywhere, right? In the meantime, listen, I'm going to be as realistic as possible. My family's in construction. We're going into 2024, so let's
prove him wrong.
Sure. Yeah, prove me wrong. I challenge you guys to prove me wrong.
Sounds like a challenge.
But yes, I look forward to doing this.
Thank you very much.
I would think relatively soon.
Next month or next month?
I would say 60 days total,
I would say within the 60 days.
60 days?
I would think, yeah. That sounds reasonable, right?
Two months.
Yeah,
we have three council meetings, you know, in that time. Hopefully by the fourth, no later than that.
And that's aggressive.
That's aggressive still, too.
Yeah. We got to meet with finance.
I'm thinking yes to the third one. Hopefully we're reading the... Yeah, we don't have bid documents and...
John, what was the timeline on your bid documents anyway, Joe?
We are shooting for July.
So we're okay with our timelines?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to build into the time frame.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Presentations of communications, petitions, nothing. We had presentations. Open to the public. Greetings for comments, invitations for discussion. Any member of the public would like to come up? Please come up for the record, because we know you, but please state your name and your home address.
I don't know. What do you want me to hear?
Just talking to
you. Kara Holub. I was here about a month ago. Spoke to you about the stipend for the Valbrook seniors. I explained what other towns were getting.
Yep.
And told you what we would like. You said you were going to have a discussion and get back to us. Have you decided?
Yes. So we discussed the last meeting at the end of the meeting, and everybody is for. We will be bringing in unfinished business tonight. You're welcome to stay, because I think we're going to vote on that and unfinished business as a resolution to approve.
You're going to vote on it tonight?
Yes.
How long do I have to wait?
To the very end.
That's unfortunately the very end.
What?
You can come back the next meeting and hopefully...
Well, I should be able to find it out.
Can we take it out of order? We can. Okay. You know what? You don't have to wait till the end of the meeting. We'll take it out of order.
Thank you very much.
After public comments, we'll... Yes?
I know that recreation is looking into trying to do some of our security as well. We have a new person that came on, and so we're looking into different avenues. I know that a year ago, before COVID, the seniors had asked for bus trips. So we're looking into trying to get something like that and starting to then see if it's going to look like
that. That would be wonderful, yes.
So,
could you go, the seniors meet on schedule. Could you go to one of their,
I have been to their meetings and asked them what they'd like to see. Basically that was the transportation to their events.
So once that starts.
Yeah, and then we have some other
gelling.
We're thinking about trying to do like a coffee clutch in the morning or some kind of thing like that. So
thank you. Any other members of the public like to come up? All right, opening bids. We have no bids opening. If I'd like to go ahead and move unfinished business up front, if that's okay. Do I need to make a motion for that? I'd like to make a motion to move unfinished business to change the order.
Sure.
Second.
Do I need roll call?
Yeah.
For that? Yeah. Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
It's unanimous. We're moving to unfinished business up front. I want to apologize to the council. I intended after our discussion at the last meeting to add a resolution. I just did miss. So what I'd like to do is propose a resolution. We'll assign a number and Ryan can present it after we vote. And the resolution would be to add $1,500 to this year's budget for the seniors. For Boundbrook, the seniors are, I think we all love our senior community. There's so much history, so much we learn from about the community by talking to our seniors, and with inflation and other things going on, I think it's good that we increase to 5,000 total, so $1,500 additional with the normal standards that any monies that come from the borough have to. I spoke to Hector, yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
So as long as they know.
Yeah, she was at the last meeting too. So,
okay, cool.
So if everybody would like to make a motion,
I'd like to make a motion to increase the senior stipend to $5,000. That's resolution 2022-108.
And I will second that.
Second, roll call.
Councilman Gomez? Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Panzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The resolution is unanimously approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will be back here next year asking for
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Good night. All right, we'll move to introduction of ordinance in the first reading. Ordinance 2022-11, an ordinance adopting the salary ranges for 2022. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Wait, we got to move.
I move the ordinance be passed on first reading, advertised according to law, and public hearing be held on May 24th, 2022.
We have a second from Councilman Panzatelli.
Yes.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Panzatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The movement is approved on the first reading is approved, and it will be advertised according to law, the public hearing held on May 24th, 2022. Ordinance 2022-12, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 21, Land Use, Section 21-10-14E for mixed-use district of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Bellbrook. Do I have a motion?
I move the ordinance be passed on first reading, advertised according to law, and public hearing held on May 24th, 2022.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. I can introduce this. So the Economic Development Committee met, and one of the things we noticed is in the MU2 district with the two most recent apartments, they don't include, especially the one that was just at the planning board that's on Route 28, they don't include any retail space. And when we talked about it, and we kind of heard that from the planning board as well, that probably one of the reasons is they're using the same criteria, for example, that apartments are downtown. And we don't think that wasn't the intended on the mixed use too. So they're kind of maybe taking advantage a little bit of that. And we think it's proper to add the requirement for the parking to meet the New Jersey standards, because the garden apartments require much more parking than what they're targeting. So that's what is increases the parking standard to meet the NJRSIS, residential standard parking. So I think it's unanimously, the members of the planning board have talked about it. I think members of the public are also interested. Any questions? Yes.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with economic development, but anywhere in the MU2 district, that's the one that was the place on Bossler, and the rest of everything pretty much going down Route 22 till you get to the apartments. So, for example, I think a garden apartment, if it's a two-bedroom, requires, right now, the only statement on parking is it's just one for one. So if you have a two-bedroom, the current ordinance just says you can have one parking spot.
Let me try. The state has standards for when something gets built. The state has standards. Those standards are higher than what we require at the moment. So if it's
For that area.
So if it's a one-bedroom, then it would be, only a one-bedroom apartment. When it gets to two, the RSIS calls for like 2.5, 2.78 is what it, so it calls for higher and higher. So as the density gets higher, you have to have additional parking for guests, for extra spots. So this is requiring whoever puts an apartment to have more than the parking
spots. To meet the New Jersey standard.
Now, yeah. Right, and meet the New Jersey standards.
What is the standards for now?
It's the New Jersey standard. Well, you're going to have to read the New Jersey state law that has a calculation for each apartment. If you have one apartment, two apartments, three apartments.
Square footage can be modified to make it more restrictive.
No, The
state.
I'm asking for the word. Oh, we could, but that's not what's on the table.
Right. You can always be more restrictive. You cannot be less restrictive than the state requirements.
So, let's say the state says.
But you're being more restrictive to the diminution of the usability
yeah.
of the zone.
Right. So, just so for history's sake, right? 2 years ago, we actually increased the parking requirement for the downtown area. That's a different classification of building. It's not a garden apartment.
Right.
So our standards are actually more than is allowed than the RSIS. Well, we just didn't know until these things happened recently that it was one for one on the MU2. In other words, you could have a three-bedroom apartment. It only requires one parking space. The New Jersey standard, as Councilman Gomez said, requires the RSIS. So we're higher than the RSIS downtown. We want to get the RSIS for the MU2 because it's going to require anybody that just wants to build garden apartments to have 2.5 spaces for a two-bedroom, to have like 1.5 or more for a one-bedroom. So the number, and that's what the engineer for the town has been bringing up at the planning board, like the number is much greater if we go to the RSIS. All right, roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
All right, the advertised according to law and a public hearing will be held on May 24th, 2022. Next ordinance, number 13 for 2022, an ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook, County of Somerset, New Jersey, approving the pilot application authorizing the mayor and borough clerk pursuant to NGSA 40A-20-1 to execute a financial agreement by and between the Borough of Bound Brook and the View at 127 Urban Renewal LLC for property located on Block 23, Lot 101. That's 127 Talmadge, known as 127 Talmadge Avenue, as shown on the official tax map of the Borough of Bound Brook. That's the big parking lot on Van Curen. In the downtown redevelopment area.
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed on first reading, advertised according to law, public hearing be held on May 24th, 2022.
Second.
Discussion.
I think it's a great, it's great to see that they're pushing into Talmadge Avenue, that area is getting some reinvestment and activity over there. I know the very same people are looking to continue to reinvest money into that area and uplift that area, which is probably at this point one of the very few areas that the town truly needs, and we get one step closer to actually finishing up redevelopment of Bound Brook.
I would add this property was presented at the planning board. It got the first time I've ever seen 100% unanimity in passing for this. That never happens, yeah. And then,
that says a lot.
That says a lot. So this will be the flag that we're putting in the ground on Talmadge Avenue, because right now Talmadge has not seen that development. And it's a very good financial deal for the town. So the town, this is the most aggressive pilot we have allowed and have gotten in the amount of monies, the percentage of monies that the town will be collecting will go significantly, including redevelopment fees that we'll collect to address things like work on parking and other things like that. So this is I think a very good deal for the town for a property that the entire planning board really supports. So any comments from the council? No more comments? Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain because I'm
20
feet
from the
property. Councilman
Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
I forgot about that. The motion has passed. It will be advertised according to law, and a public hearing will be held on May 24th. All right, we'll move to final readings. Ordinances on final reading. Ordinance 2022-08, an ordinance granting consent and permission to New Jersey American Water to furnish wastewater conveyance service in the Borough of Bound Brook, New Jersey. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion.
Second.
Any public comments? Please come to the microphone for the record and state your name. I'm like the airline stewardess, here come the parents. Meet the parents. Okay. Motion to close to the public.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Second. All right. Is closed to the public. Do I have a motion to approve the ordinance?
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed in second reading and advertised according to the law.
Second.
Second, Councilmember Hentelli. Any comments? Questions? Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
It has passed. Next ordinance, 2022-09, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 21 Land Use of the General Revised Ordinance of the Borough of Bannerbrook to include amended definition for impervious coverage. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion.
Second.
Second, Councilman Longo. It is open to the public. Is there anybody in the public that would like to comment that has comments for this particular ordinance?
Motion to close.
Do I have a motion to close?
Second.
It is closed to the public. Motion to...
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed in second reading and advertised according to the law.
Second.
Second. Discussion. Most straightforward from our last meeting. So roll call, please, Jeff.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The ordinance has passed. Next ordinance, 2022-10, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Departments to create a position of Special Law Enforcement Officer Class 2.
Motion to open to the public.
Motion to open to the public. Second. Anybody second?
Second.
It is open to the public. Anybody in the public like to comment, please step to the microphone and give us your name and your home address. Nothing. No comment. Anybody? A motion to close.
Motion to close.
Second.
Second. It's closed to the public.
Motion.
Can I have a motion to move?
I move the ordinance be passed in second reading and advertised according to the law.
Second.
Any comments?
No.
Great.
This is great. Yeah. We're adding additional resources to our public safety, police force specifically. We are finding creative ways to bolster the group and continue to move and to grow the force to the proper number that we foresee, which is reasonable considering all the growth that the town has had. So I want to thank Chief Calambroni, Hector, and everybody else that helped pave the way for this. Thank you again.
Yeah, I'd just go back to when I was first on council, we had the big fire. This would have been a big help to have more of these Class 2 officers, because our public safety, our police, our firemen, amazing, but they were really stretched, and there was a lot to control, so this is great. Thank you. Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Accused.
And it's passed. Resolutions. So the resolutions listed below have these, I know you guys don't have a copy, so listed, were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. Unless if a separate discussion is desired, we may remove resolutions and vote on them independently. Are there any resolutions that the council needs to remove and like to vote on separately?
Yes. 105.
Separately, 105. 106. Any others?
Nope.
All right, we'll start with 105.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. So this
pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. So this is they already have an existing designation. They own property in that area. This is the area on the south side of Main Street, East Main, from the bank building down to the fire department. So there's a set of properties in there that they're still working on. They're actively pursuing, and again, they own them. So the Economic Development Committee thought it was an interest. They requested an extension, and we're just giving them another 6 months. So again, sticking to our shorter duration. We're not giving an extensive designation, but we think it's warranted. Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
No.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
The resolution is passed. Resolution 106. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. So this is, we mentioned the pilot that's in the ordinance. This is the accompanying redevelopment agreement with 127 Urban Renew, also known as the Mathis. For that property we talked about that was overwhelmingly approved by the planning board. This is also the agreement, the resolution, passing this resolution gives us $4,320 per unit for development fees that we'll be able to use to work on things the town needs, for example, like continue to work on parking and other things. So
I grab speed.
Oh, that's right, you took the vote. All right, roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Abstain.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
And resolution is passed. All right, so resolution 95 through 104.
Motion. Motion to approve 95 through 104, right?
Yep.
And yes, that's it.
Second.
Second.
We can do this by.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None opposed. They have all passed. We had unfinished business. Any new business?
No, we still have approval of vouchers. So. Oh, new business.
That's next. Yeah, new business.
All right, got it. Well, we did new business, right?
We did unfinished.
Unfinished. We put them on there unfinished. Okay.
Does anybody have any new business?
I do want to provide an update. I said I would have something. 60 days for the rescue squad.
Yes.
I already have, well, not I. I told them the situation and that we're really looking to do, that we need to get EMS services in town 24/7, one way or another. So he has provided us a tentative plan right now where they will be partnering up with River Road and the Piscataway Group and the Nellen, and we'll be providing 24-hour nights and weekends volunteer portion. So that covers nights and weekends. As a volunteer group, them three will be addressing Downbrook. They have the signed contract from Raritan from the Piscataway Group, already acknowledging that they are on deck, and he's getting the signed agreement from the Nellen now too. And the Piscataway Group has cadets from Rutgers that they currently have. So they have offered right now tentative numbers, 12 cadets to help service Bountbrook. So as part of the agreement, they will not only be manning their own houses, they will also assist in manning ours as we start bolstering our numbers and the group over here. Which brings us to phase two. Phase two will be a paid service, which is basically the EMS service paying their own guys during Monday through Friday, 9 to 9. They are requesting from the borough $10,000. It's 9,800 and close enough to 10. For a year, 12 months is basically what, just to get them up and running and so that they can pay the initial insurance and so that they can hire two guys to be on deck. They will be working from the volunteer group, identifying senior members and then putting them basically a path to full paid service as they go through the volunteer service. And then the final step would be the rescuer there. They've agreed to open up training classes to the fire department there. I don't know if everybody knows, but they have one of the top three rescue trucks in the state. And there are...
And it was a nice one. I didn't know it was top three.
it's within the top three for total. And they have opened... they said that they will offer classes and stuff to teach people how to use the fire department. Mm-hmm. So that when we do have issues, the fire department can jump right in, assist with rescues. So that's the tentative plan right now. So better than 30 days. We're trying to get everything up and running.
That sounds very positive. So,
yeah. I will have agreements, something on that.
I didn't hear the first thing you said.
Which part? The whole thing?
Well, if you're asking, we were talking about.
Oh, the rescue, right? The rescue that they have. You know what I'm talking about? That EMS, sir.
The rescue squad.
The rescue squad has.
Okay.
Right? So they're willing to work with the fire department and start having classes for the guys there, train them on the apparatus there. And when we do have issues, because currently they are light in enrollment, they're willing to work together with the fire department. This way we have, so it's not the rescue squad, but Ballard has the number three truck in the state.
So will the fire department be able to bring the truck out?
That's what we're working on, is that I'm looking to, we have equipment here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that it has a different name on the front, on the door, shouldn't mean to anything, right?
To me, it sounds like a lot of good kind of parallel streams taking place right now. So this is, I think $10,000 just based on the amount of overtime they have availability during the day for the police, so probably net flush for the borough. So
also, a lot of
cross training. Yep.
So
they wouldn't train them as EMTs.
Nobody said it's easy. Yeah. If it was easy, everybody
would do it. Yeah.
But this isn't about easy. This is about planning stuff. Just like the fire department, we got the fire department up and running now as a well-oiled machine. The police department and our rescue squad is, I think, the final component in it. And we have members that kind of straddle all three of those disciplines, which really helps this this plan work.
So if we hear the good news, basically in a month or two, we may have a resolution for the 10,000.
Yes. So that's that'll be the next ask. What I'm asking them first is to put this on paper, solidify the other components of this before we start dishing out money.
That's great.
I don't want the money to be dished out first and then the rest of the components fall. Yeah.
So is that in addition to the 36?
Yes.
Yeah. So just 1 year. The 36 is an annual. This one just
that'll be up to you guys, right? So for me, it's a clear yes. I mean, it's a small investment for a magnitude service, which currently, I don't want to call it. If I'm in danger here. Yeah.
Thank you, Commissioner Gomez.
And I'm sure Chief Calabroni's on board with.
Yes, I had the conversations.
Yeah, and honestly, I have to thank
Chief.
And I have to thank Ricky. They've been doing a great job of putting together a solid plan. It's a plan. It's it just takes will and effort now to make it work.
Yes. I love the rescue squad. I mean, the police and the rescue squad picked my wife up and took her to the hospital because I was out of the state on business, and I drove back, but they took her to the hospital. So that was back in 2009, so I have a lot of desire to see them get back on their feet. So thank you. Any more new business? None? Approval of vouchers?
Yeah.
Yes, approval of vouchers. So we got a motion for a resolution approving the vouchers in an amount of $2,739,296.20. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Longo. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. It's passed. And we reached our last agenda item here. Not quite last, but open to the public, open for comments. Anybody in the public would like to come up and talk about anything we discussed? Please come up and
come on.
state your name and your address for the record, please? None. Executive session. Brian, do we have executive session?
Nothing.
No, Gavin? No executive session. Motion. All right, the motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
We should.